यस्य गणस्य चास्य
The difference between the impersonalists and the personalists is that the impersonalists, limited by their speculative processes, cannot even approach the Supreme Personality of God, whereas the devotees please the Supreme Personality of God through his transcendental loving service. Seva Mukhi Hi. Due to the service attitude of the devotee, the Lord is revealed to him. The Supreme Lord cannot be understood by materialistic persons even though he is present before them. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna therefore condemns such materialists as mudas. Mudas means rascal. It is said in the Gita, only rascals think of Lord Krishna as an ordinary person. They do not know what Lord Krishna's position is or what his transcendental potencies are. Unaware of his transcendental potencies, the impersonalists derive the person of Lord Krishna, whereas the devotees, by dint of their service attitude, can understand him as the personality of Godhead. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also confirmed that it is very difficult to understand the personality of the Lord. Translation, Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, your personality and eternal form cannot be understood by any person who is trying to know you. Through the different processes of acquiring knowledge, your position is always transcendental to the material creation, whereas the imperative sense of understanding is material as our objectives and instruments. So here, Brahma talks of the sarupa of the Lord, and he says that the person cannot understand the sarupa of the Lord by his senses. Of course, that means by the material senses. The Lord ultimately has to be realized by the jiva. And otherwise, what is the use of talking about the Supreme Lord if we can't realize him? The realization must take place, but it is not the normal process of using our senses and our mind, our intelligence. So, of course, we're stuck in a particular problem because in the material world, that's all we have right now. We don't have any other thing to work on. So, what are we to do? So, we see from the definition of sadhana bhakti that sadhana bhakti means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. At the same time, you cannot see the Lord with your material senses. So it looks a little bit contradictory. Nevertheless, this is the process prescribed. So how is it possible? So it is possible because this is not simply the definition of bhakti, simply to use the senses to serve the Lord. A definition, of course, is not just using senses, but one must have a qualification. And the qualification is one has conviction in the Supreme Lord. This conviction is what makes the service of the senses spiritual. So if that conviction is not there, and we do the service with our senses, then it is material. So it is the attitude of the person which determines whether the act is spiritual or material. And as we say, if the a Vaishnava speaks the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then it is all poison. It's material. Bhagavad Gita, but it's useless. And if a devotee speaks it, then it becomes nectar. So it is opposite. Same thing is opposite. So that goes for all of the different angas of bhakti. If it is performed by a materialist who has no faith in the Lord, then it is all useless material. If it is done by a devotee, it becomes very useful. So the faith that the devotee has and the attitude towards the Supreme Lord, his favorable attitude, is what makes the process practical, and we get spiritual results. So in other words, we can utilize the senses and the mind to develop the Atma's attraction for Krishna. attraction for the Lord comes from the Atma, not from the mind. So the process of using the mind and the senses is for increasing the Atma's attraction for the Lord. And it begins with attraction in the Atma also. So faith is in the Atma. And by doing different aspects of devotional service, using the senses and mind, and then that attraction to the Lord and the Atma increases and increases and increases. So this is the process by which it works. So though we do utilize the senses, ultimately the key is that we have that faith in the Supreme Lord. And so this is what makes it possible. Still, we cannot see the Lord even with that faith. We have our material senses, etc. When the Atma develops enough attraction to the Lord, then spiritual senses manifest. Spiritual body manifests. So this takes place in the stage of bhava. One manifests the body on the stage of bhava. So this is the result of engaging the senses and the mind in the service of the Lord. By that process, gradually the attraction increases until one manifests a spiritual body in the Atma. And one precedes the Lord and serves the Lord in that spiritual body. So the process is one of engaging the senses, and finally we see the Lord with spiritual senses. So that perception takes place in bhava and becomes perfect in prema. So before that, we do not perceive the Supreme Lord because our spiritual eyes and spiritual senses are not sufficiently developed. But this will take place in bhava and prema. So therefore, that is the process of seeing the Lord. First we engage the eyes and the ears and the tongue, etc. In spiritual activities directed towards the Lord favorably, and then at the stage of bhava we get the spiritual senses, actual spiritual senses, to see the Lord. So yes, we do perceive the Lord with spiritual senses, and the process of sadhana is engaging the material senses in such a way that we get a spiritual result, spiritual senses. So that is the process of sadhana. Utilize the so-called material senses. But since they are utilized for the Lord, directed towards the Lord for His pleasure with faith, therefore we can no longer call them material. They have been spiritualized by the act of connection with the Supreme Lord. So in this way, they don't have, the senses do not have a negative effect. The normal effect of senses and mind and body is karma. But if one has faith and one directs activities towards the Lord, no karma. Opposite effect. In fact, those activities destroy karma. So, we cannot call those activities of the senses and the senses material, because they have an opposite effect. The process of sadhana bhakti destroys karma. Therefore, it cannot be material activity. So though we call them material senses, actually when they're engaged in the service of the Lord, they're no longer material. They don't give material effects at all. That's the sense of the spiritual effects. So that is the way in which one can perceive the Supreme Lord. So as the Padma Purana says, when you become Seva Mukha, or the senses become favorably directed towards the Lord in service, and then one is able to see the Lord. So that takes some time. We start off with faith. There is some favorability towards the Lord, and when one reaches bhava and prema, and then that is the sufficient stage at which one can perceive the Supreme Lord with one's spiritual senses. So the Lord, of course, is very kind, and therefore, even before the stage of bhava, He gives us the opportunity to perceive the Lord in another way. That is, we have perception of the Lord through the deities and through the scriptures. So though we cannot directly perceive the Lord, he gives these two methods by which we're able to understand the Lord even with our senses at this point. So therefore we're not deprived of a perception of the Lord completely because we do have these different methods. The Lord provides us opportunity to experience the Lord, but it is not the same as the direct experience in the stage of bhava and prema. Of course, in bhava and prema we can also perceive the deities and read the scripture, but our perception will be much more intense. So he gives us some preliminary perceptions of the deities, scripture, etc. And of course the chanting of the name. So these are the processes by which one develops. So the main process for us is in bhakti is chanting the name of the Lord. This is engaging the tongue or the voice, engaging the mind, engaging the ear in the service of the Lord. So this is considered to be the most effective process. So that in itself will reveal the name or qualities, activities, everything. It is a complete process in itself. So through chanting the name of Krishna, then one develops perception of the Lord's form, his qualities, activities, etc. So we have other processes like deity worship, etc. But the main process is this. And if we take this process of simple chanting, then we can realize the Lord. Again, it follows the process of Shraddha, and then gradually we develop to the stage of Nisruti, Sarki, and then to Bhava. So in Bhava, one gets the perception of the form, qualities, and activities of the Lord. And before that, what do we do? We can help the process by hearing and by deity worship, etc. And then the correct perception takes place in Bhava stage. So the chanting of the name of the Lord as sadhana, even then, we are engaging the voice and the ear and the mind. So again, they are not material when these activities are done with devotion. So the qualification for chanting the holy name is also Shraddha. So that spiritualizes this process. And to the extent we have Shraddha and we chant, to that extent we get effect from the chanting. And therefore the jiva's attraction for the Lord increases to a point where, at a certain point, the manifestation of his spiritual body and senses takes place in Bhava. So it can be done simply by chanting the name of the Lord. This is a very effective process, and a very simple process, and we don't have to worry about the processes. The name is not dependent on anything else, ultimately. Though we can utilize other processes, ultimately, it is independent. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So though the Lord is invisible, and that we can actually begin to see him by the process of chanting. Well, that's a general definition. To serve the Lord with the senses is a general definition. It can apply, of course, on all levels. So that's we can say similar to the general definition of bhakti.
Anyabhilashita Shunya, etc. And that will apply to all types of bhakti, whether it's sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and frame bhakti. Because in any case, one is serving the Lord. So one is doing the sadhana of the prema. Of course, in bhava and prema, then we are serving the Lord with our spiritual senses. One is in the spiritual world, one cannot have material senses, so one serves the Lord with spiritual senses. Now, we have a material body, so we have to serve the Lord with these senses. So that is sadhana bhakti. Service is there in any case, but it'll be a little different in sadhana and prema, because in prema we have spiritual senses, and here we have these senses covered over by material bodies.
Favorable means that we have some attraction for the Lord.
So those activities mentioned in...
Senses in themselves are nothing, they're just material things. So ultimately, favorability must not come from senses, because they simply get attracted to material objects. But favorability comes from the Atma. That means faith. Well, that's possible, like even demons see the Lord. That's not called bhakti, because the Shishupal hates the Lord. It has effect, however, because of repetition, and eventually becomes purified. It's not called bhakti. So similarly, one can accidentally hear the name of the Lord. That is namavas. So that's not bhakti as such. When we talk about bhakti, we mean we have an intention to do something for the Lord. But when it's accidental, that's not bhakti, it's called agyata sukriti. But it has effect. But a slow effect.
The sakshi work for pastime. The devotee is able to reciprocate to the Lord, deity. So what is level of power?
Well, yeah, if the Lord responds in that way, usually is an indication of bhava or prema. If the Lord is going to respond directly, then not of it.
Garantana Sri Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srisarana Swami Maharaj ki jai. Jai 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 Bhakti Dasa Guru Prabhupada ki jai. Sai Gopi Pramanande.
Yeah.